I've read that you said the idea for the CD Hayseed was sparked when your parents announced they were going to be moving from their farm in Iowa to town.
Well, we'd all wondered when this might be coming. Six farm kids, and we'd all gone to college and gone off to different parts of the Midwest and the country. They began looking at houses in town. We knew it was coming, and finally they found the one. And it's an emotional event when your family, if you have a family that has had farmers in it, farmers, your grandfathers, your great-grandfathers, your great-great-grandfathers, all the way back to wherever they came from, in our case, Germany in the 1860s. This was an emotional event, a seismic event. And I found myself as a songwriter writing songs that, I guess, almost like preserves, where you try to preserve the season, right? The cherries or the rhubarb or the tomatoes, something. You try to catch it in a jar. And I wanted to write songs that captured some of the language, the characters, the personalities, the storytelling. I wanted to write some songs that would preserve this for our time and future generations and celebrate it, really.
Of the state of Iowa, the greenest say green, I mean greener than Ireland. Yes, so what, they got potatoes, we got everything else.
And the response was so strong from audiences all around the country, I began to think there's more to it than just a memoir here, that there's something going on across the country in terms of a romance, a rekindling of romance with agriculture, farming, and farmers.
Some of the subject matter, just on the face of it, drought, climate change, farming chemicals, could sound a little bit dry, but you do infuse a lot of humor.
Hey, hey, ho, ho. Mom and Dad, how could they know? Ho, ho, hey, hey. Herbicides done made me gay.
You know, it's a little bit over the top, right? This song that says herbicides made me gay. However, it does start a conversation with the audience. I like songs that have that effect. They start a conversation, and if you have an audience laughing with you, you know there's a starting point.
The CD ends with a track called Machinery Sale, December 8th, 2012, and it sounds like a tractor and then an auctioneer, and that's
it's my folks farm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's my folks machinery sale. That's my dad revving the tractor, and that's Marv Waterhouse doing the auction.
Super sharp, newer paint.
Yeah, his language. I loved Marv's use of words, his colorful language, and I thought it was a way to really seal the, if we're putting some preserves in a jar, just to close the lid on this particular record and these particular thoughts and affection for a certain generation and how they did things.
Call it your bear, 4,000 wherever he was, buyer number 187.
4-6.
1-4-6. Boy, look at the workhorse you got here. Go ahead and start this mouse.